going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Robert Langreth. The cost of cancer drugs has been skyrocketing, but now questions are being raised about just how effective and beneficial they are. A recent analysis in the Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology found that a drop in cancer deaths between 1975 and 2020 was mostly due to improved screening and preventative health measures and not new treatment. Robert, thanks for joining us. Let's start with the price of these drugs. What sort of price range are we talking about here, and how much of that has gone up?
Yeah, so what we found in our analysis, and we looked at about 175 cancer drugs that have been approved in roughly the last quarter century that we could get clear-cut prices for the time of approval. What we found is the initial prices, the introductory prices for new cancer drugs have more than quadrupled over roughly the last quarter century after inflation, and they now typically, a median price of a new drug is around $25,000 per month.
Now, these drugs, some of them show efficacy in like shrinking tumors and things, but what about actually extending life?
Yeah, and that's one of the other things that we found in our analysis of cancer drug approvals going back 25 years is that many of these cancer drugs are being approved through new expedited mechanisms. They get them on the market faster, but sometimes have much less definitive evidence. They're based on, as you said, tumor shrinkage or delaying tumor growth on a scan, but not what matters the most, which is actual patient survival. And what we're finding in our analysis is that less than half of the drugs approved have been shown to extend patient survival in any of their approved uses, which was quite a surprising finding to us. And even though the prices, introductory prices of these have gone up greatly, and that's due to the increased use of some of these scan-based metrics, including one called progression-free survival, which actually doesn't measure survival really. It just measures how long it takes your tumor to grow 20% or more in a scan.
And there's been some criticism as well of the way the industry is allowed to conduct the research into this as opposed to being governed by the federal government.
So the system of cancer drug approvals has, essentially, changed over the years, and as a result of various new congressional laws that allow various new expedited mechanisms to get, the goal is laudable, to get cancer drugs, on the market faster. The question is, do some of these get on the market, and then we don't really get the evidence verifying that they really work to, either improve patient symptoms or extend their life? And that's where the debate is right now. There's various new, whole flurry of expedited approval mechanisms now, everything from what's called accelerated approval to breakthrough therapy. There's various new mechanisms, and that's prodded by legislation backed by drug makers. The FDA has now greenlit more than 200 cancer drugs over the past three decades, and cancer treatments, have become just one of the biggest blockbusters ever. They're generating $200 billion in worldwide sales for the drug industry. That's actually 10 times bigger than obesity drugs were last year. That's how big the cancer market is. And some are game changers, but you know, a lot of them haven't been proven to extend patient survival, even at that very high price.
And I don't know if you addressed this directly, but it can't be a big help here that some of these drugs get advertised on TV and the patients want them without knowing exactly what you're talking about, the effectiveness of them.
Yeah, I mean, patients and the children of some patients we talked to who've died, but, you know, they said, you know, it's really very hard to evaluate this. And you know, as a patient, I think one daughter of a patient who died said, you know, as a patient's family, you're expected to know nothing and just kind of take, you know, what they give you. And she said that her mom was put on one of these drugs that was approved based on a scan metric, you know, that turned out in later trials, it was not able to prove that extended survival. And her mom went on it and, you know, lived for a while on it, but eventually died. Eventually it failed and she died. And she says, you know, her mom wasn't given a choice and they weren't told about the possibility of other drugs, you know, and they were just kind of put on that one because that was the one everyone was using. So it's very difficult for patients and their families. And you have, you know, we found like one of these breast cancer drugs we talk about, the data is out there that the trials haven't proven to extend survival, but you literally have to read down to page 19 of dense, you know, verbiage in the drug's label to get to that information. And how many people are going to do that?
Exactly. Robert, thank you very much. That's Bloomberg's Robert Langreth. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.